4. Social Studies.
Today I'd like to talk about animal helpers. There are many ways that animals can help or teach us. By that I mean how people long ago learnt from animals. And even today we can still learn from them. Think of a snake, for example. A snake grows new skin and sheds its old skin many times. It can remind us that we too need to change. The snake's old skin can be discarded because it has a new one. For us, it's the same. We let go of old things and ideas for new ones. At age 7, we think certain things. Do we think the same things at age 37? If so, we have evolved little in our lifetime. Since long, long ago, people have learnt from animals they admired. Some First Nations people would go to live with and study bears. One of them might stay with a bear for a whole year. People and bears eat many of the same foods. They would learn all of the vegetation that bears know about. So First Nations people would watch bears forage for food. If a bear ate berries or roots of some plant, they knew it was okay for people to eat. Or if a bear avoided a certain plant, First Nations people would stay away from it too. Knowing about these plants helped people, especially if they migrated to a new area.
Number 1. The instructor explains how bears helped people. Summarize the information by putting the steps in the correct order. Number 2. According to the speaker, what lessons can people learn from snakes? Number 3. Why did some First Nations people study bears? Number 4. Why does the professor say this?
There are many ways that animals can help or teach us. By that I mean how people long ago learnt from animals.